For more than 600 days, the state of Washington has been under a COVID-19 state of emergency. Governor Jay Inslee declared the emergency on February 29, 2020, the same day the state recorded its first death from the novel coronavirus. Now, as case counts decline and the statewide vaccination rate approaches 80%, two key questions are emerging. When will Inslee end the state of emergency? And should his emergency powers be reined in? Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
When Governor Inslee announced the state of emergency more than 20 months ago, he said it would allow the state to respond quickly and effectively to the new virus. A few days later, Inslee appeared with then-Vice President Mike Pence, who said Washington was on the front lines of the coronavirus in America.
We are here to help, and we're going to stay with you every step of the way. Until the state of Washington and America sees our way through the coronavirus.
Now, nearly 2 years later, it looks like COVID-19 is here to stay. So when will Inslee lift his state of emergency? He says when he's confident the pandemic won't spring back and overwhelm hospitals.
And I can't tell you when that will be, but I hope it's sooner rather than later. I will tell you this. The one thing I do know, every time somebody gets vaccinated, that day gets closer.
By contrast, Senate Republican leader John Braun thinks the governor should have already suspended the state of emergency.
You know, average people of all political persuasions are coming to that conclusion that this isn't the way they envision the state of Washington being governed, not for this amount of time, certainly.
State Representative Amy Wallen, a suburban Seattle Democrat, agrees.
I think that it is time to come up with a plan ongoing, but I don't think we're in a state of emergency anymore. I think it's time to wind it down.
But legislators don't have a say in this, at least not under current Washington law.
The governor has very strong and broad powers.
This is University of Washington law professor Hugh Spitzer.
But they aren't inherent powers. They're not constitutional powers. They are granted by statute.
That means they can be changed by the legislature. More on that in a moment. For now, though, once the governor declares an emergency, it stays in effect until he deems it no longer needed. And while it's in effect, the governor has wide latitude to issue orders prohibiting certain activities. Inslee has used that power more than 24 times since the start of the pandemic. He's ordered people to stay home, shut down businesses, close schools, and limited public gatherings. He's also enacted an eviction moratorium, and in August, he announced a sweeping vaccine mandate.
This will be a condition of further employment.
These orders are not subject to legislative approval. I recently pressed Speaker of the House Lori Jenkins and Senate Majority Leader Andy Billig, both Democrats, about the governor's mostly unfettered emergency authority. Where's the legislative branch? Where's the balance of powers? How can you justify this going on for so long without being back in session?
We were in session and we did take action.
This is Billig, and he's referring to the 2021 legislative session. He says that's when the legislative branch took control of how federal relief dollars were being spent. But Billig says he's comfortable with deferring to the executive branch on managing the pandemic.
I think that it's clear that one person has to be in charge when there is a public health emergency.
But just to be clear, I'm not saying micromanage every decision. What I'm saying is, Governor, you can do this for 30 days or 60 days, but then you have to come back to us.
Yeah.
You know, and Austin,
at that point, Speaker Jenkins jumped in.
I don't think it's an accurate characterization to say there isn't any legislative oversight.
What Jenkins is referring to is the role the legislature plays when Inslee suspends a state law. After 30 days, legislative leaders, both Democrats and Republicans, have to agree to continue that suspension. But that oversight isn't triggered when Inslee issues an emergency order. In other states, the legislature does play more of a role. Take Connecticut, a blue state, where recently the governor called the legislature into special session to renew his state of emergency. Or Utah, a red state, where a state of emergency can't last for more than 30 days without legislative approval. Again, Speaker Jenkins.
You know, there are a lot of different ways to do this. I think that generally it's been done well here in Washington, and I'm paying a lot of attention and really looking forward to when the governor's emergency powers are no longer necessary.
But not all Democrats are comfortable with the status quo. State Representative Wallen worries the legislative branch is abdicating its responsibility.
you know, there's three branches of government for a reason. And I represent 135 some thousand people. And my role should not just be to say, I will express your concerns to the governor's office.
I mean, I would agree with Amy.
This is House Deputy Majority Leader Larry Springer, also of suburban Seattle. He says he doesn't want to get in the way of the governor's need to manage an emergency.
But after a while, and I don't know what the a while is, he should come to us and we should have a thorough public review of how this is going.
There were proposals during the 2021 legislative session to rein in the governor's emergency powers. Majority Democrats didn't pass those measures, but the idea is likely to come back next year. A Senate committee last week held a work session on the topic. Jason Mercier of the business-friendly Washington Policy Center called for legislative approval for all emergency proclamations after 30 days.
You know, our system really is not set up to be the arbitrary decision-making of one person behind closed doors. And for too often in this past year, it's felt like we have been governed by press conference and not by the public legislative process.
Currently, more than half of states are no longer operating under a COVID-19 state of emergency, and only a handful still have a mask mandate in place.
Other states have taken other courses. I recognize that.
But Inslee is unwavering about his approach.
We're a state that believes we ought to save lives, and we're saving lives.
Inslee notes some states have experienced COVID death rates two and even three times higher than Washington, and now he says several states are seeing a resurgence in the virus. He defends his approach as sensible and successful. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.